It's perhaps our most basic, most cherished right, one with roots in the days of Athens and the great Islamic empires of the 7th century, the constitutionally protected right to free speech, a right that people died for during the French Revolution and that was passionately evoked by Mario Savio on the steps of Sproul Hall in California.
There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to indicate to the people who own it that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
But freedom of speech is a broad idea. How it works in everyday life is constantly being adjusted and evaluated and sometimes limited. Could the definition of the First Amendment be undergoing a revision in the Supreme Court? Speak up is the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 28th, and I want you to know, John, just so you know,
yes.
Your right to read the news headlines is constitutionally protected.
I'm glad to hear that and hoping the court doesn't change that anytime soon. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. Masters of the Universe versus the senators from planet Earth.
It's gambling. Pure and simple, raw gambling.
That's Senator Claire McCaskill. Actually, she's from Missouri, opining before executives of Goldman Sachs who were called to testify yesterday. The hearing had it all: outright contempt, arrogance, profanity, stonewalling, even a suspension of bathroom breaks for a moment. Goldman CEO Lloyd Blankfein stood by his firm's conduct in the run-up to the financial meltdown, saying investors came looking for risk, and that's what they got.
We didn't have a massive short against the housing market, and we certainly did not bet against our clients.
Even as senators accused Goldman of being a financial version of a casino that was rigged, the firm's stock shot up in trading. Goldman's market cap came out $550 million ahead by the end of the trading session.
And all that comes as Senate Republicans once again blocked debate on overhauling the financial industry. President Obama, speaking in Iowa, isn't happy about it.
It's one thing to oppose reform, but to oppose just even talking about reform in front of the American people and having a legitimate debate, that's not right.
Republicans are now floating an alternative bill that includes regulating mortgage giants like Fannie Mae. Democrats say they'll vote on a current bill every day until it reaches the floor. There are fears this morning the financial storm in Greece will engulf the rest of Europe. Greek bonds were downgraded to junk status yesterday, sparking fears the country could default on its loans. And the Supreme Court will hear a major First Amendment case this morning. Gay rights opponents in Washington state want to protect the anonymity of anyone who signs a petition in their favor. We're joined now by Dahlia Lithwick. She's senior legal correspondent for Slate's. So, Dahlia, looking at this particular court, where do you think this Roberts Court comes down on free speech and its limitations?
I think it's probably early days still. We know they've massively broadened the rights of corporate free speech. We know they've declined to include animal violence videos in unprotected speech. We're going to know a lot better in a couple weeks when a bunch of cases, including today's, come down which way they're headed.
Okay, Dahlia Lithwick, stay with us. We'll be back with you in a moment.
Coast Guard may be lighting it up. They have a new plan for the growing oil slick in the Gulf of Mexico, thinking about setting it on fire today. Officials say if the broken wellhead underneath the Gulf of Mexico isn't fixed soon, the spill could become one of the worst in U.S. history. Asian and European markets are down this morning. Futures are down for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 10,991. The S&P opens at 1,183, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,471. Big sell-off yesterday on all of the indices. Coming up in the show, we're going to reinvent the classic PB&J with our friends from the Sporkful podcast. Would you rather eat a PB and Cointreau, PB and bananas? My dad loved peanut butter and eggplant. Oh, God rest his soul, but he's still with us, hey.
We're also going to take a look at privacy rights in a moment, from petitions to Facebook. And we're wondering, what's fair game for people to know about you? What's completely off limits, though? Who do you vote for? Who your friends are? What should nobody know about you? Let us know. 8778-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org. Or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.